Hi, it's Dan Gavastin here again with my review of 13 Assassins. Akira Kurosawa once said, "In a mad world, only the mad are sane." Toshiaki Miike's 13 Assassins is not just a love letter to traditional samurai action films, but it's one of the finest entries in the genre that cinema has ever seen. 13 Assassins is Miike's 83rd film in his prolific 20-year career, and he shows absolutely no signs of abating. This time, Miike, best known in the States for his over-the-top, macabre horror films Audition and Ichi the Killer, sets his sights on creating an epic along the lines of Akira Kurosawa's best work. 13 Assassins' story of corruption and finding nobility in life is nothing new, and it certainly doesn't reinvent the wheel when it comes to its characters, many of which are common staples to its genre. However, what it offers is an incredibly precise sense of style that is rare to impossible to find in modern action filmmaking. The end of Japan's feudal era is rapidly approaching, and Lord Naritsugu, Goro Inanaki plays him, callous and cruel, is set to soon take the throne, an act that would plunge the land into incredible violence and war. Shinzaemon Shimada, played by Koji Yakusho, is called before his masters to witness the unspeakable horrors that Lord Naritsugu has committed on his people. One by one, Shinzaemon recruits 13 unemployed samurai to carry out the assassination of Lord Naritsugu, an act that will most certainly lead to their deaths. Once embarking on their journey, the group soon realizes that the evil ruler is being protected by Hanbei and his army of samurai warriors, 200 in all. Hanbei knows his actions will lead to the downfall of his country, but as a samurai, he values loyalty over his own morality. For many viewers, the film might start off as an exercise in patience, but 13 Assassins' focus on character and honor for the first two acts of the film is really revitalizing. Miike really demonstrates just how essential it is that the assassins kill Nitsugu by beginning the film with some of the most graphic and horrifying scenes I've seen in years. That's not to say that Miike treats his violence lightly, or that he revels in it, but that he uses it effectively to convey just how important the hero's task is. The time spent learning about the characters' lives and goals is well spent, and it's fully paid off in the film's incredible finale, a 50-minute combat sequence that will make any action fan cry whilst delivering a standing ovation. For the final half, the film delivers a non-stop battle through the streets of a collapsing town where blood literally rains from the sky. Rarely is action handled with such masterful scrutiny. Where the film begins with slow tracking shots of men meticulously planning their ultimate demise, the film ends with incredibly kinetic filmmaking that doesn't waste a frame or inch of screen time. Best of all, Miike never forgets the emotional component that compels the characters and makes the battle all the more exhilarating. 13 Assassins knows just how big of a spectacle it is, reveling in all the little moments and the over-the-top dialogue that it can, but it never forgets the most important part of a great movie. It allows the audience to care about its characters and their actions. Then, right when the audience begins to weaken, 13 Assassins goes in for the kill with one of the all-time great action finales. This is a modern samurai classic that grins all the way through the end through its blood-soaked teeth. 13 Assassins is available on demand and on iTunes and in a limited release in theaters. Again, this is Dan Gavastin. You can find more of my work at Dan Gavastin on Twitter and on my website at www.dangavastin.com. Thanks for listening.